Let me put a rat on the table, sponsored by Atco Pest Control. That game's on the offense, despite Kyle Shanahan saying this.
I mean, we need to tackle better. We need to play better than that. I was proud that they kept battling and was able to hold them to 13 points. That's what gave us a chance there at the end. But we need to play better all around.
Hey, Sala, you guys teach tackling drills? Do you? Because 180 yards rushing is not, it's not going to go unnoticed.
No, you know what else isn't going to get unnoticed? Literally. 7-3 and outs, or however many it was.
Team in the NFL. You don't think Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley not licking his chops watching that tape? That third and 17 is going to be in, I don't know who calls plays for him anymore, but that's going to be in his back pocket. Just toss, crack right, third and 17. Easy 20-yard gain. We're good.
No, 2 for 2 on that, apparently, in the last 2 weeks. Aikman
said... Oh, yeah, that's right. The Bears had one. Well, I think that was...
it was like 3rd and 15.
One of them was an offsides. I thought the Bears had a free play, but... Oh, so you know Aikman. Oh, but you don't know Buck.
But I don't know who Aikman works for.
Yeah.
Hey, he's consulting for some team.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
Nice.
They're done.
Don't get him and McCarthy together.
Yeah, former quarterbacks in the front office. That's worked out lately.
Mike McCarthy.
You see the Raiders just
Mike
fired
McDaniel.
Pete. They just fired Pete Carroll.
McDaniels, McMichael. There's too many mix out there.
We had a mix-up on Saturday with McDonald.
I mean the MC, not the other.
And then there's also Jaden Daniels. So this is Jaden Daniels, Mike McDaniel, and
it's Mike
McDonald.
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, and Mike McDonald.
Correct. Mike McCarthy, former Cowboys coach. Jaden Daniels.
There's no Mick.
No, I'm talking about the NBA.
Oh.
The Timberwolves guy.
Of course you would be.
I mean, I'm all these guys.
That's on me. I should have known.
All right. Let's go to, what do we got? Who's been waiting the longest? It's Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I saw the game, and I thought it was a great game by the 49ers. Yes, their offense wasn't that good, but their defense was amazing. If you had said something before the game to say, we're going to hold Seattle to 13 points, you would have been called crazy. Because Seattle's one of the top offensive teams. They're really a really good defensive team. I think the 49ers are going to have, if they get people back, Trent Williams back, I think that they're going to play better against Philadelphia. I think they have more of a chance against them than they did against Seattle.
Yeah, Bob, I would agree with that. I would agree with that, but that's now using hindsight and seeing how good Seattle was. Seattle was up close. But look, Philly's fickle. They can be beaten.
They're...
What? You're going to say they stink?
No, I was going to.
I'm sure Willard will.
I was going to talk
later.
I was going to talk about old people, but I didn't really want to do that in front of you. Philly's being, they're waiting to be put down.
What if I were to say maybe they're just waiting for the playoffs?
That doesn't work.
What?
How many teams, not named the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, we'll see.
Play their worst football at the end of the season and win.
Wait a minute. First of all, the last game doesn't mean anything.
No. I'm talking about the last half of the season.
They were probably 5-3.
The Eagles have not been playing very good football against good. I mean, yeah, they beat the Commanders. Sorry, they lost
See,
to the Commanders.
This is what I think is funny, though.
Jalen Hurts turned the ball over.
This is always funny.
Saquon Barkley's limping to the finish line.
If the 49ers
look good against the Raiders, sure.
If the 49ers had won the Super Bowl last year, we'd be talking about all the pedigree. So what? They're 6 seed. Big deal. They got the pedigree. The Eagles apparently get penalized for being a Super Bowl team last year.
Well, you know where the pedigree showed up? At the podium.
Because Sirianni?
I'm not talking about the Eagles.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Niners. At the podium.
Yeah.
Because they're not feeling any worse than they were 7 days ago.
And apparently, they just got to fix the defense.
I mean, we need to tackle better. We need to play better than that. I was proud that they kept battling and was able to hold them to 13 points. That's what gave us a chance there at the end. But we need to play better all around.
Yeah. Not Shanny's finest moment there. But okay, all right, let's be honest. You've known this guy for some time, you and Shanahan, and you know, we've all gotten close and we've been able to kind of learn about each other and stuff. And when was the last time you heard him sound like he looked in a mirror? I mean, the guy doesn't point at himself. He's the kind of guy who forgets that when you point at someone, the thumb's pointed back at you, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I've never heard that one. I like it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Let's go to all right. Let's go to Philmo, Mike.
Four
hey, fingers. Philmo, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Woody?
Hey.
Hey, man. It's unfortunate McCaffrey. Sometimes he do good a whole season, and we get to down to a critical part of the game. I mean, it's really not his fault. Kind of, not fully his fault, but. Touched him in the hand. He could have caught that, but it's annoying.
Hey, Philmo, we got a bad connection, my main man.
It's wet out there. Stay dry, yeah. Philmo, but call back.
Let's go to one of the most beautiful areas on the coast, Gualala, and Gary. He's in Gualala. Hey, Gary. Gary.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just got to give a shout-out. This is my first call, and, you know, I'm just planning ahead for next year because I think this year ain't going to happen.
Oh.
And I was thinking if we get Trey Lance back, it might be good.
All right. That'll do it.
Oh,
that will do it. Gualala was in the house.
Gare Bear. I got something for Gary. So Shanahan did not take accountability for or responsibility for the offense. But he was vindicated a little bit yesterday.
How so?
You see the way Jim Harbaugh used Trey Lance?
As a pocket passer?
Eerily reminiscent of, I think it was 2022, week one, in Chicago. Trey Lance ran the ball 13 times.
Well,
he didn't run the ball that much, but... He was running a lot against Denver.
You know, at first,
by the way, he made $6 million this year, so good for Trey Lance.
Well, you know what
the highest paid backup in football, I think.
I think it was Saturday, or I don't know if it was at the party or not, but I was pontificating in a big way, and I was right on the money. Let me tell you something about Trey Lance. I'm going to tell you this right now. He is a great guy. He is a true... Listen, I know you're laughing.
No.
There is the only way, the only reason he is still in the league must be because he is a true professional player, shows up on time, is a team... Like, there's no way... Like, he's got to be a great teammate. Seriously.
No, and, I wasn't laughing at
yeah, you
that.
Were. Yeah,
I
you
was
were.
Laughing at... You're coming.
So how many games
you're going to tell me about Trey Lance? I literally covered the guy at North Dakota State.
Yeah, I've never seen him, never really seen him play.
It wasn't a drop
except
until
for
now.
The Niners, and I realize he's not a very good quarterback. So
no,
why is he still on a roster? Because there's always room for a great teammate and a true professional. So hats off to Trey Lance.
Yeah, he made a pretty penny this year for running the ball 9 times in week 18.
How many playoff games do you think Christian McCaffrey's played in?
Ooh, well, I know 3. He had 2 in 2022. I'm going to say 6.
7?
7.
All right, what if I told you now I'm looking at some of the playoff games and I'm
has he been pretty good?
No.
Oh, that proves my point. Thank you.
Okay, played 1 for Carolina.
How many 100-yard rushing games has Christian? I don't believe he had one during the 2023 season.
In 7 playoff games, he's had 100-yard game, and that was with Carolina. He had...
Well, that's good.
No, that's wrong.
Did they win the game?
No, I'm wrong. Oh, he had 101... Oh, wait. This thing's so hard to read.
Oh, he
I'm
had
sorry.
101 receiving
yes.
yards.
Okay, my bad. He still had one. He had 119 yards and 15 carries in the 41-23 win against Seattle in 2023.
Yeah, actually, I think both of us might want to backpedal on this. He's been pretty good.
Okay, and then against Dallas, he had 10 rushing attempts for 35 yards, six receptions for 22 yards.
Yeah.
So he didn't do much against Dallas.
I think he also might have been hurt in that game, but he Dallas's defense was awesome that year. Remember, Dak threw the first two picks in the first half.
Yep. Against Philly in the 31-7 loss, he had 84 yards on 15 carries.
Well, yeah, he was the quarterback by the end of the
and,
game.
So that's an outlier. Okay, in 2024, Green Bay, he had 17 for 98, 20 for 90, and then 22 for 80. Those are all rushing in the playoffs 2 years ago. And the receiving yardage, he caught 19 passes for 150-ish yards.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing with McCaffrey and why he's had some untimely moments in big games, but you do have, whenever you evaluate McCaffrey, you have to look at,
he's lost one fumble,
the total yards
in the playoffs.
He's scored 9 touchdowns in 7 games. He's had over 100 scrimmage yards and
one fumble in 105 carries. Pretty good.
Oh boy.
All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Then why were so many Niners fans mad at him? I'm a voice for the people, for the young generation.
Well, let's get back to Filmo. He called us back and he brought up McCaffrey. So okay. Let's get back to him about McCaffrey.
I'm sorry, Filmo.
Hey,
I'm
Filmo,
sorry.
What's up, buddy?
Yo, nah, it's just unfortunate, it's just untimely, it happens in a very, it's very weird, and we're always down there by the 20-yard line, yeah. But I also wanted to bring up the fact that if we're getting only like a yard a carry, 2 yards a carry, why don't you just put McCaffrey in the slot, like, and let B. Rob get a yard or 2 yards a carry. I mean, he's a serviceable back. You haven't played him that much this year, right? He's probably a little bit fresher. In regards to our personnel, I think what Cal was, his quote was interesting, but I don't think he's not putting blame on his offense, Steiny. I just think he's pointing out that the defense, they got to tackle better, man. But When you're tired, you don't tackle well.
Right.
And you're put it out of position, and you're trying to tackle, but you're just grabbing at the player, and you're not thumping them. Seattle, what impressed me about them was their girth. They're not just fast; they're very girthy. Even with the Niners, good players, even with Bosa, he's kind of slight. Warner, when he hits you, it's sometimes he's there. But it's not girthy. A lot of the players when Seattle hit our players, it was girthy. And my last point is, and someone else brought this up, actually shot Larry Kruger, and Damon Bruce is also Indiana Hoosiers fan, just FYI. But anyway, that is near here or there. Literally, they're not here nor there. But he did bring up this point. He said that instead of the Niners, we did take leaps and bounds on our special teams, but we got 2-3 specialists on our special teams that are not used playing defense. If we could kind of like maybe use only one like specialist, like when I say specialist outside of the kicker or the punter, if we could get someone else and just like draft better players, maybe more athletic players, and coach them up on the special teams, but allow them to play more snaps for our defense, I think that'll help us because we got players that are – like our backup linebackers are like special team specialists.
Yeah, you know what?
It should be the other way around.
You know what, Mike?
In my opinion.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? I heard something similar. I was watching the end of the Philly game against Washington, and Ross Tucker was on the call. And he's pretty tough.
What did you think of Ringo?
I said it was one of the, they ran the replay and he said, what's he doing? That's brutal.
For those who didn't catch it, Josh Johnson ran left for the game winning touchdown. And there's a defensive back who looked like he was in position to make a tackle and just literally turned his back on the quarterback.
The one thing he said was late in that game, like he was like, Philly is gassed defensively. And he said part of the reason is because they played guys who don't play a lot. And that's, I think we're starting to see that with the Niners too. The more the non-star players or non-starters play, they might have fatigue issues, but they're also going to have, like, there might be a talent gap there too.
Well, there's certainly a talent gap, especially on defense. I don't think it really matters who they play. I mean, you look at the postseason picture, and I think just about every defense probably has more talent on it. Maybe not Carolina, but they certainly have some dudes who can play. The point is, I think that, take a guy like Tatum Bethune, and unfortunately he's out for the remainder of the season because he tore his groin. But I do think that the first few weeks, it was probably easier for Salah to get more out of a guy like Tatum Bethune because he's fresh and he's ready to go. And he's in a physical condition to make every single play. Now, and I know he's missed some games, but he's played half the season. And Tatum Bethune is a seventh round, second year player. He's never played this much football before.
Yeah.
And you're in week 18 now. And there's only a few guys. That is what makes, to me, Christian McCaffrey's season so special and miraculous. The fact that he's played 17 and he's touched the ball 400-umpteen times. But these guys that are playing backup spots on defense specifically, they are probably gassed because this is their first real big shot at a starting role, and it might be catching up with them.
All right, I went down the 49ers injuries earlier, but I'm going to play the Kyle Shanahan sound on the injuries so you can hear what it sounds like. Here's Shanahan going down the injury list as we head toward the wild card game against Philly.
D. Winters with his ankle. We'll evaluate throughout this week. Luke Gifford with his quad. We'll evaluate throughout the week. Keon White, hamstring. We'll evaluate throughout the week. Jair Brown, rib. He's day-to-day. Kalia Davis, knee tendonitis, day-to-day. Tatum Bethune, groin. He'll be out for the rest of the season. And updates on players who missed the game. Trent Williams and Ricky, both with hamstring and knee ankle. We'll evaluate them throughout this week.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan.
Obviously, did that sound like the injury report from week four, week five, weeks? Remember, you know, we'd play this sound going through on every Monday. Kyle does his press conference, his conference call, and it felt like every week it sounded just like that. Seven different names of guys that are hurt.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from 650. McCaffrey had a huge fumble on the opening drive in the Super Bowl. Fans, don't forget that. Mm-hmm. Is it possible? Like, isn't a huge fumble in the Super Bowl redundant? If you fumble in the Super Bowl, it's a big fumble.
Yes. Well, I didn't realize this until you brought it up and forced me to actually eat crow, but not only is that the only fumble he's lost in a playoff game, that's the only time he's ever fumbled. You know, because you could fumble and have it be recovered by the offense, but it still can't. You still put the ball on the turf. He's never fumbled the ball.
Oh, right. And, even
no, just at all. Yeah. That's the only time it's ever happened. So,
in the playoffs.
Yeah, which sucks because, Steiny, they were moving the ball on that drive.
Which one?
In the Super Bowl, the first possession. They went right down the field.
He had a big run, though, in that first possession, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he lost the ball at the end of it.
That was like a 40-yard run?
I don't know. It was a 40-yard run, but it was pretty good. And then they're moving the ball at the end of that drive. On Saturday against the Seahawks. They were, bing, bang, boom, right down the field, party, well, surgical.
Yeah,
and then McCaffrey.
No, you're right. I think Kyle, they had one good drive, and they stubbed their toe on the 1 or 2 yard line. But I think Kyle's okay with that. Apparently. One good drive a game. Yeah. Will
is almost good enough.
Will in San Bruno is not happy about the injuries. Will, you're on. Talk to me about the injuries. Will in San Bruno.
What's going on, Steiny? What's up, brother, man?
Hey.
Look, hear me out. I'm going to need you to call the President of the United States. We need Delta Force to come in and invade Santa Clara because this is an absolute nightmare. A torn groin. Like, I have seen football my entire adult life,
I played it, you know, scratched my butt on the sidelines in high school, you know, as a bench warmer. Nothing. I have never heard of that. You've probably never heard of that. A torn groin. What is going on? Like, the best ability is availability. We don't even have that. So I don't know what's going on. You can get, you know, Delta Force, Air Force, Star Wars, whatever you want to call it. We need help. This is insane. Forget talking about, you know, the uniforms we wore that looks like we're sponsored by Burger King, or forget, like, you know, Brock Purdy might just be like the Tony Romo for the Niners, you know, just around, but like his highs are high, but his lows are really, really low. And forget how Kyle got outclassed by his own defensive coordinator because he did the job, right? So we got to talk about the medical staff, the training staff, because this is crazy. This is I've never seen anything like this. You know, I'm not even a Donald Trump guy. We need help, Steiny, and I feel like you can make the call. You could help me out. Thanks. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. You guys have a great Monday, huh?
All right.
You
thanks, too. Will.
I don't know if you want Steiny calling the press.
I don't know. Yeah, it's true. I don't know what a torn groin is either. I just know I don't want to have one.
You've never, like, strained your groin?
Strained? Not like, I don't even know what that is.
Well, actually, I took liberties. It sounded like Kyle said groin injury. I don't know if that means it was torn, but he's out for the season. So it's obviously bad. But, I mean, yeah, people, you know, it happens. You run the inner part of your thigh.
That's pretty much an Iron Man, you know, during my day. I didn't miss games.
Yeah, neither did I.
Certainly wouldn't miss the last game that was the difference between home field advantage and not. Well, I could have gone.
Bethune didn't. He got hurt during the game. Are you talking about Trent?
Trent and Pearsall are interesting. I got to play
bigger games.
No,
than
let me
this.
Seriously, let me. I want to play this because I thought I heard the same thing about. Trent and Ricky.
They were pushing it. It would have been too risky to play him, though. But they pushed it all the way up to the end. But it would have been the smartest decision by us to let him.
Well, Pearsall, I get it. I mean, the guy's he's made of glass. But
I could have sworn I heard a quote from Shanahan where he said, yeah, the one extra day didn't help or something like that. Like, and we're down a day. And it almost made it sound like a day could have been the difference.
Okay, well, then both of them should be out there on Sunday because you get an extra day of rest.
Yes.
You have 8 days instead of seven.
They should be back there. If they were close, then they'll probably play.
Yeah, and I think that should make a big difference.
Yeah.
A bigger difference, and Tatum Bethune's been solid for the Niners this year, especially stepping in for Warner. But having Trent and Ricky should be more game changers.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're putting to bed the 49ers regular season, but that's all we're putting to bed, the regular season. Now they go to the playoffs. They go to the playoffs, and even though it's tough with this loss just 2 days ago, keep in mind, playoffs were the goal this year. They made the playoffs, and now they got to go to Philly. They got one game at a time. Philly can be beaten at home. They can be.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's, you listen to Eagles fans, exactly. Philly shouldn't even be in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.